Hello, savvy entrepreneur. It's Tash Corbin here, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Centered Business Podcast. This is episode number 355, which means you can find all the relevant links and show notes for today's episode over at tashcorbin.com/355. And you're going to want to write that one down because we've got a very practical, very powerful podcast episode for you today. I'm going to tell you how to accelerate your list growth. So get your mailing list growing faster. We know that your mailing list is one of the most important assets in your business. It has a direct correlation to income. And so you really want to make sure that you're paying attention to this podcast episode and you come and grab all the show notes because there's going to be quite a few links for you there. So it's tashcorbin.com/355. Let's dive into this one. I'm Tash Corbin and this is the Heart Centered Business Podcast. So as I said in the intro, your mailing list is one of the most important assets in your business. And that's for a number of reasons. Number one, it's your asset. So your social media channels could be banned at some point. You could lose access to your audience. The algorithms could be swung away from your favor. So having a mailing list is your opportunity to build your own asset. If you move from Facebook to Instagram, you can't take your audience from Facebook to Instagram with you. But if you move your mailing list from MailChimp to MailerLite to Kartra to Kajabi, you take that with you every single time because it's your business's asset. So that's number one, it's your asset. Number two, your mailing list also has a very direct correlation to your income. I know for myself, the more I grow my mailing list consistently, the better my launches are, launch after launch after launch. If I'm not focused on list growth and my list has stayed the same or declined from launch to launch, then my launch results are not as good. The more people I have joining my mailing list, the more inquiries I get about working with me. The more people joining my mailing list, the more that they're sharing my content or engaging with my content, and the more that it grows my mailing list. So it creates almost this tipping point. Once you get to that consistent growth at a good high level, then it creates its own growth as well. It's like a compounding interest effect. So in growing your mailing list is really critical to your business survival long term, but also to growing your income as well. So growing your mailing list is really, really critical. However, for a lot of people, they've got to a certain level of list growth and they feel like that's it. Like that's their stagnated level of list growth. That's as many people that they can get joining their list each month. But I would argue that we can absolutely scale that up and we can accelerate that. And not everything has to be in paid strategies. So what I've got is five strategies for you to really grow your mailing list and really accelerate that. Tip number one is that you want to make sure you've addressed all four stages of list growth and all four levels. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about there, that means you probably haven't done my Grow Your Audience free training. And I'm going to link to that in the show notes of today's episode. In a nutshell, the Grow Your Audience training walks you through the different stages of business and what the appropriate list growth strategies are for each stage. There are four stages that you go through, and those stages stack one on top of the other. So if you nail stage one, but then when you move to stage two, you stop doing what we do in stage one, you're actually missing out on some of the warmest, hottest leads onto your mailing list, and you will shrink the organic growth that you can achieve at stage two. So what I would recommend, if you have done the training but you need a refresher or you've not done it before, go to the show notes at tashcorbin.com/355 and I'll have a link to the Grow Your Audience training there in the show notes so that you can make sure that you have got that part of your process nailed and that you have got all four stages stacking on top of each other. So that is tip number one. Tip number two is to get very specific and nail your niche. Now, again, I have a free training on how you can do that, and we'll link over to that in the show notes. But for so many people, they get so resistant to niching. Niche is who you focus on when you are marketing your products and services. It is not everyone who could be helped by your services. It's not everyone you'd say yes to if they said, hey, could you help me too? Every single person that you'd say yes to is not a niche. Yes, you can say yes to anyone. You are in the driver's seat of your business. But when it comes to your marketing and particularly growing your list, the less niche you are, then the slower your list growth will be because your messaging will be more vague. Your lead magnets will be more vague. The things that you use to, the content that you create to get people towards a lead magnet will be more vague. The more vague something is, the less we believe it will actually support and help us to achieve our goals. Therefore, the less likely we are to engage with that. So if you've found yourself in a bit of niche resistance, or you've been niching based on a topic or a modality rather than based on who you are focused on speaking to, then I would recommend that you go and do my Nail Your Niche training and that you really get that niche nailed down. Because if you stay unniche, that is going to slow down list growth. It has a direct correlation to the speed with which you can attract and convert people onto your mailing list. So if this is something that you know is a priority for you, it may be time to step out of niche resistance. And even if it's just for the next 90 days, focus all of your marketing efforts, your messaging, and your list growth on one specific part of your niche just for 90 days and see the difference that it will make. Now, this is something that I have a lot of feedback from people from my audience on, where they've said, I was really in that resistance and I really struggled with it, but I took your advice and I just experimented for a few months and my messaging was so much easier. My offers sold much more effectively. My list grew so much faster that I've decided to stick with a niche. And it is so powerful to see that transformation for people. So I want you to really focus down on one specific niche. And that leads me into tip number three, and that is for your content and in particular, your lead magnet, i.e. the thing that gets people onto your list, be far more specific and far more niche with it. So even if you've selected a nice and specific niche, I want you to go into a sub niche when you create a new lead magnet or freebie. This will help you to ensure that the lead magnet is specific, it's tangible, and it helps people to achieve something. So be really specific on what is the outcome that people achieve when they sign up for that lead magnet. So for example, I've just given you two examples of mine, grow your audience and nail your niche. Now those lead magnets, they are for list growth, but they are created with very specific sub niches in mind. So people who are early in their business growth, who are early in their startup journey, especially with getting people from online channels, we'll be very focused on how to grow their audience. It's one of the most common questions that I get asked in this space is, how do I grow my audience? They want to grow their audience on socials. They want to grow their mailing list. They want to grow the number of eyes that are seeing their offers. And so I've got a lead magnet that's specifically focused on those people who are in that phase. I really need to grow my audience. One of the things that people recognize a little further along in their journey is that their messaging is not niched enough, that their content is not niched enough. And so for those people who've had that light bulb, oh, actually, it's time for me to really narrow down and nail my niche. The Nail Your Niche training is really powerful and effective for them. So I actually have different lead magnets that support people at different phases of that journey. They're all within the niche that is ideal for the takeoff program, but I've looked at what are some of the tangible problems people face along the way? What are some of the big tangible goals that people have? Growing their audience, getting really specific on their niche, they're two big ones. And so they are lead magnets that I have for the takeoff program. Another one is the $0 Facebook marketing strategy, because a lot of people ask me questions about, well, how do I build an audience and grow my followers online when I don't want to spend money on ads? So I have created an entire practical training on how to market and grow an audience on Facebook without spending any money. So again, you can see it's so tangible. It's got a really practical outcome. And for those of you who are like, yeah, but the outcome of working with me is not that tangible. It's not that practical. It's the reason why you can't articulate the practical or tangible outcome is because you're not niched enough. So the more niched you are, the more you're focused on a certain person and you're clear on what the goal is that they're looking to achieve, the reasons why they say they can't have it, it's all covered in the niche training. The more you get that really specific niche, the more you'll be able to create freebies and resources that speak tangibly and practically to that niche. The more you stay broad and unniched, the harder it is to create that tangibility, to speak to a tangible outcome. So that is tip number three, is have a really hyper-specific niched outcome for every single lead magnet that you create, and create every single lead magnet with the intention of what is the next step for them? What are they going to buy from here? When you do that, those lead magnets are far more attractive to your audience, and they're far more likely to do their job, which is to grow your audience with highly qualified leads. Now, tip number four is to make it super valuable for people to be on your mailing list. So have a think about that. What makes it really valuable to be on your mailing list? Is it that they receive no emails from you because you don't send lots and lots of emails? I would argue that's not valuable. And yet, how many people have that as a little badge of honor, as I hardly ever email my mailing list, so I hardly ever annoy them? Well, also, you're hardly ever delivering value to them as well, if that's the case. So rather than seeing getting in contact with your mailing list as being an annoyance, think about it as being adding value. So do you consistently and effectively provide valuable information and content to your audience who are in your mailing list? Is being on your mailing list of value to them? Or is it actually just they hear from you occasionally and it's only when you've got something to sell? I would argue that's less valuable for your audience. Now, the reason why I created this entire podcast episode is based on that tip number four. And what happened was someone recently asked a question on their Facebook page and said, whose mailing list do you love being on? Whose emails do you open consistently? And someone tagged me and said, I love getting Tash Corbin's emails. And then there were several comments underneath saying, oh, I love Tash's emails. But there were a couple of people who were like, oh, I'll need to check her out. And then people were having a conversation about me in the comments of someone else's post. People are so keen to open my emails that when they're asked whose emails do you open consistently, it was me that they tagged. It was me that they thought of. Now, that's because I consistently email my list, and I email my list with lots and lots of really valuable content. Not an overwhelming number of emails. I'm very thoughtful and mindful of my sending habits. But if you're on my mailing list, I digest, or I'm a content creation machine. So being on my mailing list is a way to get the digest, the summary of the most valuable content that I've created. That's the like keeping up to date with Tash without having to chase her around the internet. So it's really valuable to be on my list because you know you're going to get the most valuable content. It's really valuable to be on my list because you're going to be the first to know about any new free trainings or free events that I'm running, or any limited space offers that I have to share with you as well. It's valuable to be on my list because I will remind you about deadlines or things that are closing or prices that are going up. It's valuable to be on my list because you get that very tangible, practical advice for growing your business consistently. So there's a lot of reasons why it's really valuable to be on my mailing list. So think about that for your audience as well. Is it a valuable thing for them to be on your mailing list? Or is it that they're just going to get an email from you once every 3 months and then they'll forget who you are and then they'll unsubscribe? A lot of the reasons why people don't email their list consistently is because they're afraid of the unsubscribes. They're afraid of being annoying. But actually, if someone joins your list and they hear from you consistently from joining your list, they're far less likely to unsubscribe than if they join your list, don't hear from you for 3 months, and then get an email from you. You're going to have a spike in unsubscribes when you send that once in a blue moon email out, because a bunch of people won't know who you are. They won't be invested in staying on that list, in staying around, in hearing more from you, because it's just this once in a blue moon thing. So they're less likely to know who you are. They're less likely to feel like this is valuable for them to stay on your list. They're more likely to unsubscribe. You'll actually get more unsubscribes if you send an email out once every 6 weeks than you would if you sent 6 emails out over the course of 6 weeks, because that's that consistency of value. So that is tip number four. Now, tip number five is to invest in list growth. Now, there are a multiple number of ways that you can invest in list growth, but I would argue that ultimately, we don't want to be putting time in to get list growth out. We want to be putting money in to get list growth out. Your time is one of the most valuable, precious assets. You can't magically create more time. Yes, we can be, you know, time benders and all that kind of stuff, but you can absolutely create more and more and more money in your business. And if you can reinvest some of that money into more list growth, then it's going to create that automatic cycle, that automatic scaling up, And it's that auto list growth on autopilot, and it's going to free up a lot of your precious time. Now, there are a range of ways that you can invest in list growth. One is to invest in good SEO and making sure that you have that search engine optimization nailed, so that when people Google topics and questions and things that you can help with, the first thing that they find is your website, your lead magnets. So SEO and making sure your website is optimized is an investment in list growth. Now, there's only so much you can do in terms of relying on other people to passive attraction, waiting for them to start Googling, but it is a great place to start. The other way that you can do it is to proactively get into people's social media feeds. So meta ads that go onto Facebook and Instagram are generally my primary focal point, but you can also, if your primary social media channel is LinkedIn, you could do LinkedIn ads, Pinterest ads, you can do Google ads, all sorts of ads. The reason why I love meta ads in particular is because that's where I'm engaging with my audience the most. That's where I am creating a relationship. And for me, my organic strategies on Facebook are supporting my ad cost being reduced in Facebook ads. So I primarily focus on Facebook ads because Facebook is my primary social media channel. If Instagram is your primary channel, I would focus on Instagram ads, but you can push to both channels with your ads. So there's lots and lots of different strategies. What I would be recommending is for accelerating your list growth, setting yourself the goal of getting to the point where you can invest in list growth, because it's creating this amazing snowball, this ripple effect where you're really spiraling up, and you can, if you're investing a portion of your income into list growth, you can be increasing that amount over time and really starting to accelerate the rate at which people are joining your mailing list. And that creates more income, which creates more investment in list growth, which creates more income, which creates more investment in list growth. So it really is a beautiful virtuous cycle, and it's a powerful way to accelerate your list growth. All right, so that brings me to the end of today's episode. As you can see, really powerful, really practical and tangible strategies, and something I want you to focus on for the next few weeks, really getting yourself to the point where list growth is nailed. If I could go back to the early stages of my business and fix one thing, it would be growing my mailing list and emailing them consistently, because I resisted for a very long time. And that meant I had to work around the fact I wasn't growing my list effectively and be put far much more time into being on social media, way more time into high connection strategies, way more time into making up for the fact that I didn't have a consistently growing list. And I know that if I could go back in time and get that list growth on autopilot nailed in 2013, 2014, that my list would be multitudes of what it is now, and therefore my income would be as well. So don't wait until your 10th year of business like me to really get this nailed. I mean, I really focused down probably 2016. I started to take it seriously. So it was probably my fourth year of business that I really started to take it seriously. But I wish I could go back and do it earlier. So don't learn from my mistakes. I'm a mistake so that you don't have to. Get that list growth stuff prioritized, because it really will set you up, and future you will be so grateful that you did it sooner rather than later. If you've got any questions about list growth, about this episode, feel free to slide on into my DMs on Facebook or Instagram, and make sure that you come and check out those show notes, because I'm going to have links to not only these free resources, Grow Your Audience and Nail Your Niche, but also, if you've got follow-up questions, I've done podcast episodes before about other parts of list growth. So I've got podcast episodes on how to get people to open your emails. I've got podcast episodes on how to create great lead magnets, all sorts of things. So I'll link to a few of those at the end of the show notes as well, so that you can continue to improve your understanding and knowledge on how to grow and nail list stuff, mailing list stuff, and making sure you're maximizing the results you get from that as well. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Heart Centered Business Podcast. Until next time, I cannot wait to see you shine. Bye for now. Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashcorbin.com today.